Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle.
Ooh,
say woo. Breaking
up. We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Say
what?
Say what?
Well, good evening out there. It is Tethered Tuesday. Yes, second day of the week. A wonderful, spectacular week that we're all going to have out here. The holidays are here. So things are getting a little bit busy out there. People are moving around more. A lot of stress going on. A lot of excitement going on. Lots of things going on. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us to talk about the Holiday Blues Part 2. We did Part 1 last week, and all I can say is get out your papers and your pens because you know she has some information for you. And tomorrow we'll begin the vaccinations for the younger adults. So yay, yay, yay. Get out there. Get that protection, okay? Cover yourself. And again, I want to remind you to shop early. Get those turkeys, get that cranberry sauce, and all the ingredients for your dressing. If you are the type of person that makes that dressing from scratch, you know everything that goes into it. Some of us use that box dressing or that blend or whatever, but the real dressing comes from the blending and the seasonings of all that good stuff. So you know what I'm talking about. And in order for us to get this going, we have to be aware of our health. And health is not simply a matter of absence or illness. Health means constant challenge, constant creativity, a prolific life, always moving forward, opening up fresh new vistas. That is a life of true health. An unbeatable spirit is what supplies the power to keep pressing ahead. And when Stephanie comes on to share with us, she is going to let us know how to recognize those triggers and what to do with that to avoid those blues. And in order to do that, we have to have this type of attitude. I'm just going to play this for you, give you a little message here before we bring her on. Welcome in. Of the healing of the wound and the healing of a man's heart is one of the most fearless ladies that I know. Okay, she moves forward. Get your pens and paper out. She has some information for you. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the line with us this evening with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Stephanie. Good evening to you. And you know I put this out there first. Appreciation. Many, many times to you for taking out time of your busy schedule to come on and care and share with us and talk to us about this holiday blues that's coming up. How are we going to dance around this? How are we going to be fearless as we're moving through it? And how are we going to use wisdom here? And as you get into it, I do have a question later on that I had a caller that wanted to have answered. So when we get into it, I'll bring it to you, okay? Welcome in.
Yes. Well, good evening, listeners. So tonight we're talking about holiday triggers and special during, you know, the holidays and how we can recognize those holiday triggers of trauma. So, you know, year-round we encourage the providers to adopt a trauma-informed lens to use knowledge of trauma and its impact to make decisions about all aspects of their relationship with their clients, their loved ones, and how they run their program. So this is the season that I work in drug and alcohol. I am a health educator. I am an HIV and AIDS counselor and tester. And I'm also a health navigator. So, and I work with all types of people. You know, from different background, economic status, and whether they drugs, alcohol, been human trafficked, or molested, or just taken advantage of. You know, and most of those clients have, during this holiday season, they have traumas and triggers because of the fact that they are not engaged with family members, they are distant from family members, or they, you know, they cross their bridge with their family where they burn those bridges as well. So what we're going to talk about today is how to identify them and how we can support each individual. And you may not have a drug and alcohol problem or dealing with depression, but however, you might have loved ones that are dealing with these types of issues. So during the holiday season, the need for a trauma-informed approach is very critical. Everywhere we turn, we are reminded that it is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. While for some that may be true, but yet for others, the holiday season is rough with triggers such as songs, scents, and rituals. Then these is precious to conform to practical, social, and familial expectations, especially from the family. So increased presence of alcohol and more interaction with families and friends. So for those who have loved ones that are trying to recover and trying to be sober, And then to go around family members that are still drinking and using could be a trigger for that individual. Now, for those experience homelessness, the holiday may also serve as a reminder of what does not exist, a home in which to celebrate, cook, decorate, and rejoice. Loss of loneliness and shame are powerful triggers. So what can we do here? So I want you to think about how the holiday season impacts you, the service provider, and also the family members. Are you in a frenzy, hoping for the turkey donation to a sudden influx of volunteers to the clients in crisis? What are your own holiday triggers? I want you to take time to notice your own responses. Now I want you to ask yourself, what helps and what hurts? As you work with your clients and your team, or even your family members, be aware in every instant you have an opportunity to interact in a trauma-informed way. Now ask them, what helps and what hurts? Can be a good gut check. So sure, local honor society students may want to sponsor a gift-giving drive for the kids in your program. But ask yourself, is that what the kid or their parent really needs right now? How could we set it up so that it doesn't feel shaming? What could we do instead? So, you know, around the holidays, there'd be a lot of food giveaways, right? So I want you to ask yourself, is that something that is really needed? Because we can get food year-round, right? We can get clothes year-round. But what we don't get year-round is that heart-to-heart dialogue with each other, with family members, that closeness. So here's some plans. I want you to plan now. Talk with your family members, all right? And for those who have clients that, you know, there are providers that have, you know, have clients, I want you to think about what the holiday may bring up for them by being proactive. Now, you are being trauma-informed, and trauma-informed meaning that you're really meeting that person where they are at that moment. Mm-hmm. Even if your client or your family member have nothing to say. Now, you have opened the door for conversation. Now, and by talking to your team or your family member, you can be prepared as a person to support one another and those you serve or in the family, yeah, in your environment. Now, I want you to pay attention to the nutrition and exercise, the cookies, the pies, the cakes, you know, all of that good, sweet stuff that we have around the holidays, right? Now, taking care of one's body is good self-care advice no matter the season. But with additional stress and the temptation everywhere, be more mindful about eating and exercise habits. Be sure to drink plenty of water and when you indulge in sweet caffeine and alcohol in moderation, you need to go for a walk. Because you know the cookies, the cakes, the alcohol, all of that turns into sugar. So drinking plenty of water to help you to kind of dilute some of that, and then walking is good for that as well. Now I want you to talk to that family member about these habits too, as part of routine conversation on good self-care. Now I want you to create mindfulness, a mindfulness ritual. So now this is a great opportunity to involve your family members. And for those who are providers, you know, your clients. Now, let them be your guide. Now, ask yourself how to celebrate with your family, or if you're in a program, in the program, in ways that relieve stress rather than add it to it. Now, remember the principles of trauma-informed care. Healing happens in relationships. Recovery is possible. Support your clients. And choice and autonomy. And that same thing with your family, because it's very important to have autonomy in your family. Allow them to be who they are. Sometimes we're so quick to judge, right? So, holiday blues that lingers could be warning signs of depression. Mm-hmm. Now, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, there are many wishes for everyone to have a blissful and celebratory holiday season. But for many people, the holiday brings more misery than mirth, particularly at a time when the ailing economy can't seem to recover quickly enough and money worries remain on people's minds. You know, during this season, I never understood, because I shop all year round for whatever I need. And then like I mentioned last week, that when you're shopping for your Christmas present, you start in October. You know, right after the sales ends for summertime, all that stuff goes on sale. Right? So that's a good time to shop and buy your Christmas presents. So now with the high expectations of gift giving, decorating, feasting, and family gathering, holiday-related stress and the holiday blues, feeling of disappointment, sadness, fatigue, or frustration are not unusual. Now, spending time with difficult family members, grieving the loss of a loved one, feeling pressure to give gifts when finances are tight, and even loneliness can leave people feeling sad, angry, or even depressed. So remember last week, for those who was not on last week, when it's for gift giving, if you don't have the finance, a homemade gift is the best gift to give. All right. So, but psychologists point out that there is a difference between the holiday blues, which are often temporary and go away once the season ends, and more serious conditions such as depression, seasonal affect disorder, and anxiety disorder. All right, because there's a difference. Now, and for those who already have a psychological problem, the stresses of the holiday season can make things even worse. Mm-hmm. Now, even having fun can be stressful on mind and body, especially if that fun involves missing sleep or overindulging in alcohol or party food. And no one can feel happy and joyous all the time, even if that's what we feel pressured to experience. You know, because something tragic can happen at that moment, that all of a sudden your happiness is gone, and then you went into that mode of sadness, or you become depressed. But there are several things we all can do to help fight off those blues feelings. So I want to make sure your holiday expectations are really realistic, for one. Avoid overextending yourself and your budget. Don't feel guilty. You know, you can always create a homemade card, crocheting, knitting, sewing, cooking. If you bake a box of cookies or a cake, and that can be a gift to someone. You know. So, if a close family member or a friend is no longer living, you may want to find ways to recognize that person and start new traditions. Try to maintain some of your normal routine. I want you to pay attention to your feelings. If you can't seem to shake the blues, your feelings may be about other things in your life and not about the holiday season. Now, depression occurs when feelings of extreme sadness or despair last for at least 2 weeks or longer, and when they interfere with activities of daily living such as working or even eating and sleeping. Depressed individual tends to feel helpless, hopeless about changing their situation. Now, if the holiday blues seems to linger or become more intense, people may want to seek help from a mental health professional, such as a psychologist. Now, research shows that psychotherapy is an effective treatment for depression. A psychologist can help determine that someone has depression and how best to treat it. Now, unlike the holiday blues, depression doesn't often go away on its own. Now, maybe people don't recognize that they are depressed, and it can be treated very effectively. Now, psychologists have the professional training and the clinical skills to appropriately assess the situation and to help people learn to cope more effectively with life problems by using techniques based on best ability, research, and considering an individual unique values, goals, and circumstances. Now, psychologists are licensed by the state in which they practice. Now, with doctoral degrees, they receive one of the highest levels of education of all health care professionals. Now, spending an average of 7 years in education and training after they receive their undergrad degree. So, you know, psychologists, you know, they are very important when it comes to healing the mind of the people. So any questions there for Ms. Linda?
Well, I did have a caller to come in. We're going to call her Miss S. And her question was, you know, now that everything is opening up and, you know, family members are coming together, and especially for Thanksgiving, a little bit different this year than it was last year, a little bit more open. Her uncomfortableness was, what about persons coming to the gathering that are invited in or just traveling in and all of that? How does she cope with that, you know? Does she, I know how I would cope with it, but that was her question. How does she explain that to her family members, you know, her uncomfortableness, or she can demand, she can't control the household, so what would she do on that? How can she actually go and enjoy her meal if she has that kind of questions hanging over her head? What would she do on that? And this is family. You know how families are. You can't go in there and tell Aunt Sue, you know, who to have come through the door. And most likely, if Aunt Sue is from the Southern, she's going to tell you to come and bring everybody with you. Okay, so how does she deal with that?
You know, it's so funny that this question actually leads into my next, you know, what I'm going to talk about, you know.
Okay.
Regarding, you know, the COVID-19, you know, during this holiday season, right?
Right.
So, you know, I understand because I remember at the beginning, was actually last year, you know, when COVID, you know, was in March when it was out there and we were losing so many people. And then the holiday was coming up, and then we wanted to do something with the family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we did, we just invited the family member, but they had to make sure that, you know, the CDC, they had to go by the CDC guidelines. You know, the vaccine wasn't out at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had to wear masks. Everybody had to sit with their own household.
Okay.
And everybody was 6 feet distancing.
Okay.
And that's how we did it. It was about 50 of us.
Wow. That was a lot of people.
And it was outdoors.
Okay. Outdoors, okay.
It was outdoors. It was outdoors. So that's how we made it safe. So we made sure that we had PPEs for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had hand sanitizer. We had the gloves. We had the masks. You know, and everybody had to sit with their family members, the people that you live with.
I got you.
Right. And that's how we kept things safe.
I hope that satisfies because
and
now.
And then they were served.
Oh, they
no
were served.
Came,
they, okay.
And, they were served. Nobody had to come dig in the pot. There was none of that. There was none of that.
You guys, you know, I've gone to a lot of events, and, you know, of course, we know the Tate experience. You know, he been supplying events as a caterer throughout the whole thing, but he has some strict rules and regulations on that. So when you said nobody digging in the pot, not only will he not let you dig in the pot, serve yourself, you won't come near that kitchen. Okay, he has some strict, tough rules. Well, that was now, but, you know, persons that can and have vaccines, have been vaccinated, for some strange reason, and I guess it is a comfortable thing, that, oh, I've been vaccinated, uh-huh, okay, yeah, you have, but you still get 12 feet back over there, put on double masks, and sit with your family, okay? Because everybody's system is different, so hopefully this has helped her. I don't have a problem. I have 3 invites, and I'm trying to figure out which way I'm gonna go, and probably won't go to any of them because, you know, I'm real cautious over here. So I don't like to be anywhere that I can't control the household and who comes through the door. So I don't know, but hopefully that has answered her question of how she would deal with the family, because when you talk to Aunt Sue not having that, you better be there, and you better be there at 3. As a matter of fact, get there by 2:30, because in some families, if you're there by 3, all the chicken is gone, okay? But I just wanted her to hear what you said, how you guys worked last year, and there's a difference now. It's a little bit different, but she's just going to have to move on her own opinion and think of it. Same thing with my nieces. You know, they surprised me, but when you stepped out in that door, you thought you was in Cedar Sinai Hospital. They looked like space. They had on PEEs. You got your temperature check, and you sit 12 feet apart. They were not playing up in there because they knew if I would have stepped up in there and that stuff was not right, that it was not, it was going to be some mess. So there are those, but that's in a controlled situation. My thing is visiting families and having gatherings when people are bringing friends. That friend might have just got off the flight. You understand? And don't have, I don't know. I'm really giving it thought, and I'm really trying to be as helpful as I can when people ask. And when you mentioned that depression, there is a difference than the blues and depression. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but when you hear it, you know, you kind of like, you know what to do. You either know what that person needs, and if you're not skilled to give that person that, make suggestions and handle them with kid gloves and kind of like keep a distance, because you don't want to trigger them off, but you know that there is some issues going on there, okay? And if there those mm-hmm. issues are going on there, you recommend or you handle. I have people sometimes I talk with on the phone that have gone through issues, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but I find myself on the phone with them for 2 and 3 hours because they need to talk, and I can't hang up on mm-hmm. them. Okay, so therefore I have to keep myself balanced so that I don't get pulled into it. You know, we're like sponges and sort of like be there. You just have to, when they want to open up and have that dialogue with you, you have to listen. Even though you're not the skilled physician, but just by sitting there, being there, giving them support, as you said, and I highlighted something about these money worries that you talked about. You know, like I like mm-hmm. the idea of homemade gifts. I like the idea of cookies. You know, anybody can bake some cookies, go buy some and wrap them up or whatever and say you made them, whatever. They could, and who knows if they're homemade or not. Instead of going out there really overspending yourself. And I like the idea about the sweets, the sugar, the alcohol. Get out and have a walk-a-thon. Okay? Okay, everybody, when we finish, we're going to go walk this half a mile, okay? We got a wagon to pull those who can't make it, but we're going to take a walk. And that's a good activity. I like that. You know, I notice when I visit my people after they eat, because they eat, and then they'll walk, okay? Maybe mm-hmm. after the nap, if they can get up, but they're going to walk. Everybody gets a walking time and bring the tennis shoes and stuff so they can move all that alcohol and sugar, because it'd be a whole lot of that. But I'm excited about you sharing this with us. I had another friend, Tiffany with an I. I call her Tiffany with an I because she sees it, she straightens it out, and she gets the job done. And she was very much so interested in part one and two of the Holiday Blues. And I said, well, you have to either chime in or we'll send you a link and listen to how Stephanie Haynes breaks it down, because she's going to take you through those other areas. And on that note, you know, you have to shut me up, because I'll go north, south, east, and west. So I hope I gave that question. And I hope Ms. S. Will get some satisfaction, and it's really up to her how she wants to do it. But you got options out here. You know, even mm-hmm. though you're going with your family members, you don't have control of the house, but you can have some dialogue before you get there. And if it don't sound right, find an excuse. Don't go.
Yep.
That's all I have to say. If it's making okay. you uncomfortable, you have to suit yourself. It's all about your health, because we cannot remain healthy if we continue to allow ourselves to get in stressful situations. That really plays on you. So that was my question. That was my input on there. So I'm going to let you take it to the next level.
All right. So now we're going to talk about, you know, how to cope with the holiday stress and depression. All right.
Okay.
So, you know, the holiday season often bring unwelcome guests, stress, and depression, right?
Yes.
So now, it's no wonder the holiday often presents a dizzy array of demands. Cooking the meals, shopping, baking, cleaning, and entertaining, to name just a few. Now, if corona disease, which is the coronavirus 19, is spreading in your community, you may be feeling additional stress.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may be worrying about yours and your loved one's health.
Mm-hmm.
You may be also feel stressed, sad, and anxious because your holiday plans may look different during the COVID-19 virus pandemic. But with some practical tips, you can minimize the stress that accompanies the holidays. You may even end up enjoying the holidays more than you thought you would. Now I'm going to give you some tips. So now get your pencils and pens. your computer, your laptop, whatever that you use to write with and take the notes with. It's an opportunity to get that, all right? So when stress is at its peak, it's hard to stop and regroup. Now, try to prevent stress and depression in the first place, especially if the holidays have taken an emotional toll on you in the past. So number one, I want to acknowledge your feelings. Now, if someone close to you has recently died or you can't be with loved ones for other reasons, realize that it's normal to feel sadness and grief. It's okay to take time to cry or express your feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season. Number two, I want you to reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community, religion, or other social events or communities. Many may have websites, online support groups, social media sites, or virtual events. They can offer support and companionship. Now, if you're feeling stressed during the holidays, it also may help to talk to a friend or family member about your concerns. Try reaching out with a text, a call, or a video chat. Volunteering your time or doing something to help others also is a good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendship. For example, considering dropping off a meal and a dessert at a friend's home during the holidays. Number three, be realistic. The holiday doesn't have to be perfect or just like last year. Now, as families change and grow, traditions and rituals often change as well. Now, choose a few to hold on to and be open to creating new ones. For example, now, if your adult children or other relatives can't come to your home, find new ways to celebrate together, such as sharing pictures, emails, or videos, but meet virtually on a video call. Even though your holiday plans may look different this year, you can find ways to celebrate. Number four, set aside differences. Try to accept family members and friends as they are. Even if they don't live up to all of your expectations, set aside grievingness until a more appropriate time for discussion. That means that if you had for your holidays, you go to your family's home, don't bring up what happened in the past. Let that go.
Mm-hmm.
And be understanding if others get upset or distressed when something goes airing, chances are they're feeling the effects of the holiday stress and depression too. Number five, stick to a budget. Before you do your gift and food shopping, decide how much money you can afford to spend. Then stick to your budget. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts. The more, I tell you, more time than any, most time people take those gifts back,
mm-hmm.
especially if they don't like them, all right? Or they're changing the gift to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, I want you to try these alternatives. Donate to a charity in someone's name. Like I said earlier, give homemade gifts. Now start a family gift exchange. Right? Number six, plan ahead. Set aside special days for shopping, baking, connecting with friends, and other activities. Now consider whether you can shop online for any of your items. plan your menus, and then make your shopping list. That's helped prevent last-minute scrambling to buy forgotten ingredients and make sure to line up help for meal prep and cleanup, especially if you're inviting a big family over. You know, make sure everybody have their duties on what they're going to do and what they're going to bring. You know, and making sure that when they come, they're not coming to cook. They're not cooking anything. Things are already prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's relieved a lot of chaos, especially during COVID time. You know, you don't want everybody's hands, you know, in the pots. And, yeah, you don't want that. You just want everything to be there ready when your guests come. So if you're doing a potluck thing, have it already prepared and ready. All right. Now, learn to say no. Now, this might be hard for some of you. Now, saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project or activity. Now, if it's not possible to say no when your boss asks you time, try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for the lost time. Because, you know, during the holiday time, for those who are working, things get busy. If you work in a company like I work, you know, we celebrate every holiday, you know, around all year round. It's a holiday for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we celebrate everybody's holiday. Yeah. And then for Thanksgiving and Christmas, we always giving to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We do a big community Thanksgiving dinner. You know, Christmas, we give a big toy drive. We give out, you know, toys to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, it gets busy around this time for me, and especially I'm in other organizations as well. So, you know, I have triple duty because I'm in, you know, three different organizations that I support the community.
Mm-hmm.
Now, number eight, don't abandon healthy habits, because sometimes we forget self-care in the midst of all the things that we are doing.
Right.
Right. So don't let the holidays become a free-for-all. Overindulging only adds to your stress and guilt. That's when the extra pounds comes in.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, just eating all the cakes, the pies, the sugar, the mac and cheese, cornbread, you know, dressing, sweet potatoes, you know, all of that stuff that turns into sugar, right?
Yes.
We wonder where the pound comes from. Then everybody at the beginning of the year, their resolution is losing weight. You know, so it's something to think about, right? So don't overindulge. Be mindful. Do mindful eating. Do mindful shopping. And that way you don't put yourself into debt.
Right.
Now you'll be working a whole year to pay off for what you bought for Christmas. And then you're back at the same. It's like a, you know, goes around and rotates, you know, every year, you know. So you'll be in debt in January. And you won't get out until next January. Then you're back in again. So it's like a cycle. Yeah, so to be mindful of that, you know. And I want, you know, I want you to try these, you know, these suggestions. Have a healthy snack before holiday meals so that you don't go overboard on sweets, cheeses, or drinks. Eat healthy meals. Get plenty of sleep. Include a regular physical activity in your daily routine. Try deep breathing exercise, meditation, or yoga. Avoid excessive tobacco, alcohol, and drug use. Be aware of how the information culture can produce undue stress and adjust the time you spend reading news and social media as you see it. Number 9, take a breather. Make some time for yourself. Find an activity you enjoy. Take a break by yourself. Just spending 15 minutes alone without any distraction may refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Now find something that reduces stress by clearing your mind, slowing your breathing, and restoring your inner calm. Now, some options may include taking a walk at night and stargazing, listen to soothing music, and read a book. You know, at night, I go to bed and listen to Dr. Thomas' music. And it's, you know, just the brain wave music that help you to sleep.
Okay.
And very soothing. And it's Dr. Jeffrey Thompson. That's the name. And
Jeffrey
I listen
Thompson.
To his music.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Dr.
Okay.
Jeffrey Thompson.
Okay.
And I listen to that at night before I go to bed. And actually, I play it all night while, you know, it put me to sleep.
Mm.
Yeah, so, and it helps, you know, to relax you, de-stress you at night. And for those who have trouble sleeping, that's a great, you know, it's on Pandora. That's a great radio station to listen to help you to get into that deep sleep.
Right. Okay.
All right. So number 10. Seek professional help if you need it. Despite your best effort, you may find yourself feeling persistently sad or anxious, plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable and hopeless, and unable to face routine chores. Now, if you feel these and they last for a while, then talk to your doctor or a mental health professional. This is what I would like for you to do. I want you to take control of your holidays. Don't let the holiday become something you dread. Instead, take steps to prevent the stress and depression that can descend during the holidays. Now, learn to recognize your holiday triggers, such as financial pressure or personal demands, so you can combat them before they lead to a meltdown. Now, with a little planning and self-positive thinking, you can find peace and joy during the holidays.
Well,
all right, Miss Lynn.
Well, you know, I'm listening to you here. I really appreciate it, but I'm a planner. I start planning for the next year travel in February, however way. And with the pandemic like it is, you know, I says, I don't think if I go anywhere, I'm not flying in. So I got to find another way. And the closer it gets to the holidays, the crazier it gets. So I relieve myself of that stress so I don't have to worry about that if I decide to move around. Gift-wise, you say you start in October. I start at the end of August after my birthday. Then I start picking up stuff, you know. But I'm going to take care of that birthday first, okay? And as I was mentioning to Tiffany with the eyes, it's kind of hard for me to purchase because if they don't have two or something, somebody's not going to get it because I buy what I, you know, what I like. So I always have to get two of this because if I get one and take a long look at it, that will not go to Jody, okay? That's going to stay with me. So I really, really have to plan out stuff. And when you're talking about Texans, they 17 deep down there, 17. So, you know, Santa and the sleigh have to drive on in. I usually ship stuff in. I ship it, you know, and just ship it in the box. And if I'm going to be there, I open it. You know, I take care of it once I get there. If I'm not going to be there, then they know what to do. Go in that box, pull this out, go in that box. That's yours, that's yours, that's yours. And then for my family because they have broken down in divisions, the big people, the married people, the single people, and the great-great-grands. Okay, they all get the same thing, so only one division have to open up one thing because they all know what they got. So I set up in divisions. I set up that travel just in case I need it. Last year was very hard for me. I sent them videos. I made videos. So I got creative, and they all got Santa Mama coming in. So I did videos for each household. Okay, each one needed a personal video, because if you didn't do it that way, you better not show up down there. Very, very, very prideful, principled people. So you have to do it that way. But Stephanie, we enjoyed this. This has been so helpful. Next week, I know it's getting crazy. Are we going to go in the Holiday Blues 3, or where are we going to go next week? So I can put a question out there. I like them when they call and ask those questions.
So next week, we're going to talk about being grateful.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Yes. Ooh. Being grateful, and being grateful includes, in order to be grateful, we have to have appreciation. I'm so glad, because, you know, I'm that appreciation queen. And I understand that if people don't appreciate themselves, they can't appreciate you. And it's very important that you be grateful for everything and appreciate you, so therefore you appreciate others. And on that note, we're going to close this out, and I'm going to tell you again how much we appreciate you. This is Stephanie Haynes with the healing of the wound, the healing of a man's heart. We just got some, the documentary that you guys did for the Film Fest that's there, and I know it's more things coming up. Please text me the information so I can put it out, because they want to follow, they want to know what you're doing, and they keep their pencils and pads ready. I think one lady says she has a big old journal book. I cannot wait to see what she's written in there. When you come on, she has a book, okay? And she appreciates you so much. I'll connect you guys in, but we love you. Thank you for this, because it's the Holiday Blues that's coming upon us. And the information, I'm going back, you know, you have to take time for yourself, clear your mind, restore your inner calm. That's what you need to do for you. So I'll be looking for Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, and listening for that music. I use the waterfalls myself, but I would like to hear the music, because, you know, soothing music does move the mind. So on that note, Stephanie, what I can say to you is, we will be speaking. Please enjoy your week. Call on me, please, if you need me to come help out down there to do what you have to do, okay? I'm here for you, because you're always here for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Miss Linda.
Thank you. We love you. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound.
We're bigger than anything. Remember us and
I was here.
We care, share, we love all through the land.